International Silver Company presents The Silver Theater, starring Ginger Rogers in The Captain Had a Daughter, directed by Conrad Nagel. Brought to you on behalf of two of the greatest names in silverware, International Sterling, world famous solid silver, and 1847 Rogers Brothers, America's finest silver plate.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Conrad Nagel. We welcome you to the ninth of the new series of Silver Theater dramatic productions. Next week, you'll hear Clark Gable. And in the following 2 weeks, Betty Davis in radio dramas written especially for them and for the Silver Theater. Today, we're proud to welcome the brilliant, lovely star, Ginger Rogers, playing in The Captain Had a Daughter, an original drama by Grover Jones and True Boardman. The lights are dimmed and the silver curtain is rising on the first act of The Captain Had a Daughter, starring Ginger Rogers as Charity Mason, with Jack Arnold as Peter Storm and William Farnham as Captain Silas Mason. The time, 100 years ago. For weeks, a good ship Challenger, heeling along under full canvas, has beat her way southward along the coast of Africa. And now, as she rounds Cape Pala and heads into the native harbor of Kumbale, there's a startling sight off forward. Another ship at anchor, a fire, and on the quarter deck of the Challenger.
What is she, mister? Can you make her out?
No, I can't, Miss Charity. She's burning bad. We better go keeping off from her.
Right you are. Helmsman, hard starboard.
Aye, aye, ma'am. Hard to starboard.
Have the bosun pipe aloft the crew, mister.
Aye, ma'am.
Small boat off the port from the burning ship.
She's right, ma'am.
I'll tell the captain.
Oh, you will, will you? What happened?
Oh, captain, we've rounded Cape Pala, sir. Kumbala's off the port bow. And there's another ship there in the harbor, a fire.
Ship fire? Oh, yes.
I had the helmsman put about, sir. And the crew's aloft. What other further orders, sir?
Well, whatever orders, sir, I'll give myself. I'm still captain of the ship, young woman, even if you would like to take over the job.
Yes.
What is the ship that's a burning? Have you made her out yet, mister?
No, sir. But beside us, a small boat's already making for the Challenger.
Yeah, so it is. Charity, get to your cabin and stay there.
To my cabin? But, captain...
Yeah, you heard me. This isn't Boston Harbor, Charity. This is Kumbale. A filthy, plague-infested slave port. Till I know more about who's a-coming aboard, I'll not have my daughter a-meeting them. Now, you go to your cabin. That's an order.
Aye, aye, sir.
Small boat coming alongside, sir. Shall I lower the rope ladder?
Yes, but to keep the men at gun positions covering the boat, you take no chances.
I get no boat.
Ahoy, Challenger! On board!
Ahoy! Who are you?
First mate and acting captain of the Vanguard.
Well, come aboard, mister. The armed men would stand ready.
Aye, aye, sir. Ah, a solid deck again, that's. Well, quite a reception, Captain Mason.
Captain? Hey, how do you know who I am?
Is there a seaman in the African trade that hasn't heard of Captain Mason and the Challenger? The finest clipper that ever shipped the mainsail. And I can see she's worthy of the thing.
Well, I worship the boat, mister. Who might you be?
Peter Storm, sir. I believe you know my uncle, Jonathan. He's secretary of the...
Jonathan Storm? Who else think me for a codfish, lad? I could have known him. Well, we two were the first members of the Abolitionist Society in Boston 30 years ago. It is, men. You both. Well, you are welcome. Not often that I run into a seaman that looks at slavery as I do. Anyway, not on the African coast.
You're right, sir.
How about your ship there? Will our help save us?
Not a chance, Captain. I've kept my men fighting as long as they dare, but any moment now, it'll get to the powder kegs and that'll finish her.
Captain, here it is, sir. Your glass, I thought you'd need, sir. Oh, I didn't know.
Yes, Charity, disobeying orders?
Yes, sir. I'm going right back to the cabin, sir. It's just that I thought...
Never mind. Charity, you hear me speak of Jonathan Storm, secretary of the society?
Yes.
Well, the lad here is his nephew. Mr. Peter Storm, my daughter, Charity.
Charity? Where are your sisters?
Oh, I know. Faith and hope. I've been asked that before.
I thought at first you were a Quaker maid. Indeed, he should be a Quaker with such a name.
Indeed, sir?
Yeah, the lad tells me he's acting captain of the burning ship over yonder, Charity.
Acting captain?
We lost the skipper off Cape Verde Islands and since then.
Oh, Mr. Storm, look! Your ship.
And on she goes.
Oh, in a blaze of glory.
My first command. Goodbye, Vanguard. Give my regards to Davy Jones.
I'm sorry. Truly I am. Oh, I know what it must mean to lose your ship.
I wonder if you really do. Well, Captain, I'd better be getting back to my men. And as long as I can't invite you aboard, I'd like to have you both as my guests on shore. I can probably arrange a sort of native feast that might interest Miss Sheridan.
Well, I don't know about Cherokee.
Oh, of course we'll come, Mr. Stone.
You see how much chance I have. What am I to say about it?
Good. And at the same time, we might discuss a little business.
Business, lad?
An empty ship and no cargo. A cargo and no ship. It adds up, Captain Mason. And I hope to our mutual advantage. Majola, the dancers can go, but let the musicians stay. And there, Miss Charity, you had a perfect example of an minuet, African style.
I can just see them doing that minuet at the Palace of Versailles. Drinks would never be the same.
More food, Miss Charity? Captain?
More? I've eaten so damn much of these strange concoctions already that I doubt we'll ever make the ship.
Miss Charity?
Oh, hold of the scuppers.
Good. Then suppose we get to business, sir.
Oh, all right, lad.
First of all, sir, I understand from LaRue, the trader, that you called here for a shipment of palm oil and ivory. But now he has none available to send you.
That's right, lad. He tells me he's already sold all that he had to you.
I'm sorry about that, but as a matter of fact, Captain, this whole situation may work out perfectly for all of us. Suppose you look at this, sir. Why shouldn't we operate as partners for this one voyage of the Challenger?
Oh, right, sort of that. Why this paper?
Well, sir, before I went to sea, I studied law for a while, and ever since then, I'd like to have things in black and white.
Be it hereby agreed that the hereto undersigned parties... pretty highfalutin language, young fellow. What to say?
The gist of it is that you contract to take over the entire cargo originally consigned to the Vanguard, and my crew is signed on as passengers. Profits to be divided.
Well, that sounds fair enough.
Of course it is.
If you care to settle it now, I could have my men start loading cargo at once. That way you could up anchor at dawn.
Oh, Captain, straight to Boston with a full cargo. Think what it means.
You're right. Where's the quill?
Here's one, sir. And now, Miss Charity, perhaps you'd better witness this.
You certainly have a very legal mind, Mr. Storm.
Very. And sometimes I find it a great asset. Majola.
Father Storm.
Majola, take this paper to my second officer, Miss Marcus. Tell him to have the men start loading our cargo on board the Challenger at once. In case of any misunderstanding, he'll show this agreement to Mr. Torgerson, the first officer on board.
As you command, Bwana.
Well, we'll be getting back to the ship.
But you can't go back so early, sir. That is, I understood Miss Charity wanted to see something of Coombe Ballard. It happens there's a good moon tonight, and I thought the three of us could...
Oh, he can wait till next trip.
Oh, but there may be no next trip, please, Captain.
Well, all right, if it really matters to you. But I'm done in. You go along with the lad, and I'll stay here and rest the pins till you can get.
What do you say, Miss Sheridan? You're not afraid to meet the woman of mystery?
The woman of mystery?
Africa. You'll find that's what she is. A sinister but fascinating woman.
Oh.
With a thousand secrets of her own you can never hope to understand.
You missed your calling when you went to see Peter Storm. You should have been a poet. Come on. I'll show you how afraid I am. With people. Surely it's not always like this at night.
Only when a ship is in the harbor. Brings all the natives for miles around.
Come on, get up there, you.
What's the storm?
Ah.
Over there, what's
now?
There,
find the woman slave.
It's best if we avoid that material.
But it's a place, dude. That's what I want to see.
But you're not going to. It's not the place for you. Come on, we'll go this way.
Well, are we going now?
You've seen one side of Coombully, the darkest side. Now I'll show you another. You're still not afraid, are you?
Afraid?
Of the jungle at night.
It doesn't seem like night somehow. Not with that moon.
We go this way. Through here. No. What do you say to this?
What should I say? It's just an arbor in the
Look
moon.
At the walls. Look up above you.
Flowers.
Orchids. Probably every kind to be found in Africa. Happens to be a hobby of one of the traders here.
Yes. Orchids. And they're beautiful. Oh, they're so beautiful, they don't belong here. Nothing really beautiful belongs so near that suffering and brutality that we saw down there. My father told me once I'd hate Africa if I ever came to know it. I think he's right. I'm glad we're leaving here at dawn. Why are you so quiet?
Charity.
Yes?
Look at me.
I suppose I can blame that on the moon and the orchids.
Charity.
But it better not happen again.
Charity, this isn't real, you know. None of it's real, especially you. A man doesn't step on those ships at the end of the world and find a girl like you. It's all a dream. A crazy, impossible dream.
We better
dream.
Get back to my father and to the ship.
All right. All right. But before we go, Charity, I promise you'll remember something.
What?
Just that a man sometimes does things because there's nothing else he can do. And there may be moments when he doesn't like himself or is any better than someone else does.
You have a way of saying things and doing things that somehow don't make sense, haven't you, Peter Storm?
What's the matter with you, Coggins, sir?
Are you mad?
Get those
sleeves
off the ship. Get
them
off. Father, wait. It's just a mistake.
Hey, I go ashore for 4 hours.
I wouldn't blame it myself, Captain, but I have to follow
you. My orders. Those slaves of the Challenger?
The man's quite right, Captain Mason.
Right? What are you talking about?
Apparently, that it's my men who are loading the slaves. Marcus! Hold off there until we settle this thing.
You see, Captain, they're merely carrying out the agreement you signed with me 3 hours ago.
You! Parkinson! Pipe all hands here. Make a slave or out of my ship, will you?
I wouldn't call your men if I were you, Captain. It happens mine outnumber them, and they're better armed.
Wait. Mr. Parkinson, you read that agreement. Is he telling the truth?
Yes, ma'am. Else I never would have let him come aboard.
All right, Mr. Peter Storm. Go on. Go on and load your cargo. My father can't stop you. He's helpless against anyone like you. Because my father's a man. Well, you're a sneaking, lying, barge-scuffling rat. There's just one place in a ship where you belong, and that's strung from the yardarm. And if I have my way, I'll see you there.
A pretty speech for a Quaker maid.
A Quaker, huh?
Very pretty. I suppose that means you've finished?
Oh, no, I haven't. Go ahead, Peter Storm. Load your slaves. Load them all. But remember this. You'll never sell a man, a woman, or child that's carried on this ship. I'll see to that. The Challenger has never been a slaver, and she's not starting now.
In just a few seconds, we shall continue with Act Two of The Captain Had a Daughter, starring Ginger Rogers. But first, here is a man with a few words about lasting possessions. John Conte.
Ladies and gentlemen, many of the possessions you prize most highly, and your most expensive furniture, your most beautiful rugs and linens, are perishable possessions. But your silverware, if it's sterling silver, endures from generation to generation. And yet, even knowing that, some of you feel that you can't afford sterling silver. Well, I'd like to show you that you can. For example, right now, in time for Christmas giving, International Sterling has created a special set called, charmingly, a Me to You set, which costs but $16.75. This is a place setting for one person. Six distinctive pieces of solid silver in the thrillingly lovely Enchantress pattern. And this is only one of the many beautiful international sterling sets, remember. There's a larger service of 30 pieces in the same exquisite pattern, which costs less than $100. And there are other patterns besides Enchantress, and larger sets in gorgeous holiday chests, which you can own much more easily than you imagine. Visit your silverware dealer as soon as you can, and learn about International Sterling's convenient budget payment plan. For this is the Christmas to give or be given solid silver of imperishable beauty, International Sterling Silver.
The lights are being dimmed once more and the silver curtain is rising on the second act of The Captain Had a Daughter. 3 weeks have passed. The Challenger, her hold jammed with storm, human cargo, is far at sea. But it's a strange, unreal voyage, with warfare open but unspoken between Charity Mason, played by Ginger Rogers, and Peter Storm, played by Jack Arnold. And early one evening on the quarterdeck.
Evening, Miss Charity. How's the skipper?
Not too well, Mr. Holdington. What's the course?
West, nor-west, miss. We're making good time with this wind. Might even make Havana in 10 days the way we're going.
Oh, I wish we'd never get there.
There go them slaves again. I'll bet they'd keep on singing that song if they was dying.
I know. I've almost come to love that music. Torrington, how is it down there where they are?
I wouldn't know, ma'am. Every day I hear more lashing of the whip going on. I guess Storm's men are keeping order. I have my own ideas about how they're doing it.
So have I.
Suppose you can take the watch a bit, ma'am. I thought I'd check our course on the chart.
I'll take it, mister.
I won't be long, sir.
Passengers are not permitted on the quarterdeck.
Well, this one is. Look, Charlie, maybe I'm going soft. But I'd like you to understand.
I do understand perfectly.
But you don't. You only look at all this from one point of view. I'm a slaver, yes. But slavery is a recognized business. If ever there's a law against it, I'll quit it.
There is a law, Mr. Storm. But it's the kind you wouldn't possibly understand.
There's something else you don't consider. Your father will profit from this voyage. His share will be 10 times what he could have made from an ordinary cargo.
And that's all that matters. You can't conceive of anything being more important to a man than the profit that he makes.
Yes, Charlie, I can. From the moment I met you, I've realized there is something more important. It's that I want to talk to you about.
What is that?
I don't know. I'd better go below and see.
Storm! Here, Marcus.
What is it? What's wrong below?
It's bad, Storm. We go to here. Since the natives have been threatening to rebel, and I guess this is it.
What about that, Medora?
He's fooled by the storm. These girls worried me.
They've gotten floods for themselves by tearing planking and beams right out of the ship.
But that sounds...
They're trying to break down the barrier that holds them off from the rest of the ship. Once they do, there's no stopping.
But what caused this, Majola? Why are they turning this way all of a sudden?
You're going to the southern Buena. Some of the slaves beat. For 3 days, out your guards to be here.
Is that true? Did your men refuse to help slaves who escaped?
Naturally, slaves always pretend to be.
You, interpreter, take me where those natives are.
Charlie, wait a minute. You don't know what you're doing.
You'd better stay here, Mr. Thorne. You might be in danger if you come with me. I want to help those natives in there, but I can't do it without you. Will you go in with me?
Charity, let me go. Tell her no, Majola.
Well, Majola.
Great danger. These people like crazy. These men start not here. Majola not here. You go.
Good. All right, you. Open the barrier, then stand back.
Don't do it, Melody. Don't.
I said open the barrier.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, Majola. tell them the white woman is their friend.
Esta, esta, mazunga, mazuri, sara, kiki. Mazunga, mazuri, sara, kiki.
Tell them that she comes to bring healing to their sick.
Ilina na nyolo, uganda yati.
Come again.
Come back here.
Ask them where the sick ones are.
Makikini,
watu na wapi. Hapa,
karibu.
He say this way, Mentab. Here, this man.
Tell him I promise him that he'll walk again.
Mazunga in JP, na wewe, in Vega Bari Bari.
Mazuri, Mazuri, Mesab, Mazuri, Mazuri.
And now the others.
And now, where are they?
Two women here.
Oh, you poor souls. It's all right, you need to say, I'm not going to hurt you. I come to help you. What are they asked for? Eva. They'll have to be taken forward right and take care of them. Now, Majola, there is something you must tell them all.
Majola, wait.
Tell them that if they'll give up their weapons and have faith in me, I'll promise them their liberty, all of them.
Mamsa, Biulu, come on to my son, the Saturday lady.
And now, sing some sort of chant or song that they know so that that will quiet them. Stop it, Majola. Come,
sir, you're all right.
Mr. Corkinson, there's a man in there with a broken leg. See that it's tended to. And the women with the fever are to be carried forward, brought into care of them.
Governor, start HR. You're crazy, crazy, and wonderful to have gone in there.
Your slaves will be all right now, Mr. Storm. And I dare you to use a whip on them again.
Charity, Charity, listen to me. I want you to know this. Charity!
It's a good idea, yes, girl, but it's dangerous. No seaman in his right mind would think of it. What do you call this?
But it's worth a chance, Captain, to keep the Challenger from being known as a slaver. I tell you, I've studied the chart for 2 days, and if they're accurate, the plan can't fail. But we've got to do it tonight.
Well, all right. It's a long chance, but I'll take it.
Yes.
Robinson, you change course 5 points till Southern. Give the crew orders to stand by for the night. Two points to west, mister.
Aye, sir.
How much longer, Captain?
Well, it should be any minute. The charts are right.
There they are up on the quarter deck. Come on, all of you.
All right, men, stay back there. Captain Mason has land off port.
I don't have to have you tell me that.
But Havana's still 4 days away.
Who said it wasn't, mister?
Captain Mason, you changed the course during the night.
My father can run his own ship where he pleases.
Oh, no, it can't.
Quiet, Martin.
Haven't we got something to say about where
the... Oh, Captain,
Captain, we did it!
We've run aground!
You're right, Mr. Peter Storm. We've run aground. Run aground in shallows where the water's only 15 feet deep, and the Challenger draws 18.
And why are we standing here? Let's get work to get the ship afloat again. Your crew and mine, Captain Mason.
We're all good.
I've fallen and already falling, and there's just one way to get the Challenger afloat.
What's that?
To unload ballast, mister.
Ballast?
I'm talking about property, Peter Storm. A cargo that's nothing to you but so many pounds of weight. But weight enough to release this ship from the shallows if she were free of it.
The slaves.
Exactly. The slaves. And look forward. Land, mister. And do you know what land it is? Haiti. A black man's land. And freedom for every man, woman, and child in that hold.
My compliments. A most ingenious plan. What are you waiting for?
The agreement. My father is still responsible for the delivery of those slaves.
Oh, of course. You would want that. Here you are. And again, my compliments.
Thank you. And now, Mr. Corkinson.
Yes, ma'am?
Release the slaves. Let the men swim ashore. Women and children, you're taking boats.
Aye, aye, ma'am.
Oh, no, you don't. We all own a chair of them slaves, and you ain't throwing them overboard. Ain't that right, men?
That's Marcus. I'm running.
Oh, no, you ain't throwing them. We're running ourselves. All right, Captain Mason, get down from that quarterdeck.
Come on, boys.
You just try to get us down from here.
Marcus, put away that gun. This is mutiny.
All right, then it's mutiny. It's time we were taking things over here. And just because you've gone soft on the girl, Storm, don't think you're going to stop us.
Oh, no.
Hey, look out.
Marcus and Captain Mason, call your men. Shout and get me a cabin. Hurry.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah, I'll be all right. But it's not quite clear to me what happened. I was careless of me to let myself get shot.
Marcus did that.
Marcus?
Yes, just before I hit him with a marlin spike.
Oh,
oh. Well, don't do things lie still.
Oh. And the slaves?
Oh, we put them ashore at Haiti. And your crew with them.
My crew?
My father let them go. Well, it was that or taking them to Boston to be tried for mutiny.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll miss him at the trial. And on the yardarm, it'll be less interesting to hang alone.
Suppose I told you that you'd had your trial and been acquitted.
Good. What?
Well, Peter, tell me, why did you turn on Marcus and your men? That wasn't the action of a slaver.
I was through with slavery the moment you walked alone into that mob of savages.
Peter.
You're right, Charity. There is a law against it. A law that I needed you to make me understand.
Peter, Peter, darling.
Charity Mason, Peter Storm is a man without a ship, without a cargo, without anything except the very worst of reputations. But he loved you. Oh, Charity. To kiss a defenseless man, thee indeed is a brazen wench.
And not an orchid in 1,000 miles.
Oh, Charity, be crazy. Just once again. Say that you'll marry me. Will you, Charity?
Mm-hmm. Who knows, Mr. Peter Storm? If thee has faith and hope, well, I have a great fondness for my sisters.
In just a few seconds, Ginger Rogers will come before the Silver Curtain to greet you personally. But first, here's a man to remind you of a very important fact. John Conte.
That important fact, ladies and gentlemen, is simply there are just 24 more days for you to pick out that very special Christmas gift. And if I may, I'd like to help you select it by suggesting silverware. Either solid silver, like the international sterling silver we mentioned a few minutes ago, or exquisite silver plate, like 1847 Rogers Brothers. For the skill and artistry of 1847 Rogers Brothers have been famous for more than 90 years. In their latest pattern, First Love, 1847 Rogers Brothers have perfected a new technique, a type of craftsmanship that etches the floral ornament more deeply and raises it higher than ever before in silver plate. Go to your silverware dealers and ask to see the gorgeous silver theater set. It comes not only in the sensational First Love pattern, but in other stunning 1847 Rogers Brothers designs, too. A 62-piece service in a beautiful rosewood finish cabinet, which can be yours for only $59.75, a saving of more than $14 over open stock price. Learn what easy, convenient terms will make this lovely service yours, and resolve this Christmas to make your gift America's finest silver plate, 1847 Rogers Brothers. And now to Conrad Nagel, who is bringing to the center of the silver stage Ginger Rogers, star of our play tonight and co-star with Fred Astaire of the forthcoming RKO production, The Castle.
Well, Ginger, it is quite an occasion for us tonight.
Thank you, Conrad. It is quite an occasion for me, too. I looked forward to my first appearance on the Silver Theater for a long time, but I hadn't known it would be as exciting as all this. You're such nice people to give me a hero like Jack Arnold and a father like William Farnham and a different type of play like The Captain Had a Daughter.
Well, our sponsors should hear that, Miss Rogers.
All right. You might tell them that I have a very sisterly feeling toward their 1847 Rogers Brothers first love.
You're both carrying on a great name, Ginger.
Oh, but it isn't only that our names are alike, Conrad.
No?
No. 1847 Rogers Brothers first love and I have had dinner together almost every evening since last Christmas, you see.
I see, and I think it's wonderful.
Good night, Conrad, and good night, everyone.
Good night, Ginger Rogers. We'll expect you back on the Silver Theater soon.
Next week at the same time, the Silver Theater will star Clark Gable in an original story, Danger Lights, directed by Conrad Nagel, with original music scored and conducted by Felix Mills. And in the meantime, if you want solid silver, you want International Sterling. If you want silver plate, you want 1847 Rogers Brothers, both proudly created by International Silver Company. John Conti speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.